White. Petoskey, Michigan, May 26, 1891. Dear son Willie, brethren Fargo and Star are now convinced they have found the place for the encampment. They went to Harbor Springs yesterday afternoon and struck the place. They say they will write you today about it, so I will say no more. I did not go with them. I am trying to write and have some success in the matter. The weather is cold and clear. We had heavy frost last night. I think I told you the house built before it was razed cost me $200. No, this was a mistake. It cost, cellar and all, just $100. The last job cost $114. The figures given by Paxton for frontage and piazza on three sides of the home, best lumber put into it, will cost me $150. Elder Fargo has been calculating the matter. He says he should have it done if he was in my place. The setting up of brace poles would hurt the sale of house. If I had front put on, I should then build a chimney in the open space between planks in the cellar and the siding, or let it come outside the siding to serve for both 16x16 rooms that would be put on. If it were not for the doors in the rooms above the cellar to the sitting room and parlor, the chimney could be built there anyway now. If, at any future time, I had addition, it will be able to carry all the pipes running into it. The chimney is 16x10 inches, 36 feet high. Mr. Brown will build it for $32, commence Thursday. The back door kitchen arrangements are all right, nice and convenient. If Marion is troubled now about sleeping in the house because of the racket, we can, for the present, accommodate her with bed in the bathroom, a little stove, and let her have her room above to write in. She then cannot hear every word and movement to keep her awake. I shall be pleased to hear from you as soon as possible. If you think it advisable to put on the frontage, please say so. They say they can complete the thing with three hands. He shall put it on in 1 week, and if he loses any time by rain, about 10 days. Yours with love, Mother.